That old woman, she was a fool about her flowers. And her husband liked goats. And I remember one time the old man was plowing in the field, plowing a field of corn. Oh, 200 or 300 feet from the house, the field was right over there. Maybe 500 feet. And she squalled out there, his name was Van, my daddy's brother, his name was Van. She had a shrill voice, she hollered for Van, hollered squalls, you know. He stopped, come to the house to see what was the matter. Before he got there, he was too slow getting there, and the goat had got in there and was eating up her flowers, rose bushes. He had an old double-barrel shotgun in there, and Van didn't come quick enough. She went in there and got that old double-barrel shotgun. Stuck it against her stomach here. Shot that goat and it kicked and knocked her down. Van had to come in and pick her up. I remember that part of it. Now, my wife's just about as bad. Of course, she can't get around and take care of them like she used to. But I love goats, too. I had a chance to get them. There was a fella, he was a poor boy, and he had bought him a milk goat. They had some kind of something that the kid needed milk goats, or him maybe, I forget. And she was a big old milk goat, and she had two little baby kids. I passed by there one day, and he stopped me and says, don't you want to buy these goats? I said, I don't know what I'd do with them, son. I said, how much you want for them? I'll take $5 for them. Okay, I'll give you $5 for them. I bought the goats and brought them down here. I was working at the paper mill. I turned them loose around here, and she was just a rag about the goats. That old long milk goat, they high, you know, and they right up on the fence. They was eating up all of her roses they could get a hold of. Oh, she was mad with me because I had the goat here. Well, I come in one day from the paper mill. I had set out some little catawba trees. I'd bought a bunch of them, raised catawba worms. And they were about old size of your thumb like that, pretty little bushes. It was in the spring. And they had bloomed out and blossomed out, was growing pretty. I come in one day, she asked me, says, Dewey, have you been out and looked at your little catawba trees lately? I says, no, I haven't. I haven't forgot about them. I haven't been out there. She says, you ought to go look at them. They certainly are pretty. Well, I ate my dinner, went to see how pretty my catawba trees were. And I got out there, them things had peeled the bark off of them from the ground up and eat the top out of them. Just a white stalk sticking up.
They're a mess.
Well, I got tired of the goats, and there was a guy come along. I had an old tractor. He was trying to sell me a new one. And I made a deal. He had me sold over. I was fixing the trade. And right at the last minute, I had to think about that goat.
Yeah.
I said, wait a minute. I says, we got a little more dealing to do here. I says, I got a milk goat here. And you're going to have to take this milk goat on that deal.